I would like to share Matthew chapter 5 with you, and just a view that I have about this, because these, the teaching on the mount and the sermon on the mount has got some difficult things to understand in it, and I want to show you Jesus' way of seeing grace in Matthew 5. Now, we're going to start with Matthew 5 verse 3. It says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." Now let's just take verse 3 and 4 there. Number 1, it says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." Now, what does it mean to be poor in spirit? Any scripture in the Bible outside of the intent with which it was said is meaningless. I want to say that again. Any scripture in the Bible stripped from the intent is meaningless. The intent is actually the Word of God. So what would His intent be in saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit"? Now, the word spirit, if you go and study it out, it means a vital principle which is animated. In other words, a principle is something that is dead, but it is made alive in someone. So, blessed are those that are poor in having the vital principle animated. Now, what that means basically is, blessed are those that don't have the law system giving birth to their life. That's what it actually means. So, Jesus, when He was speaking to the people, was actually saying, blessed are those who don't find their life in the law, who are poor in finding their life in the law. That's why Jesus said that these tax collectors and sinners and prostitutes will enter into the kingdom before you. For they are poor in the spirit of that world. They were poor in the spirit that was ruling at that time. If we get back to South African politics again, we also just had our elections this last couple of days. It just finished. If we think of apartheid, blessed are those, if I would say that time, that are poor in spirit. Because the spirit that was governing our nation at that time was the spirit of apartheid. So if we, the blessed is the person who doesn't have a great value in that, because that would have been, his heart would have been broken, because it is going to be ended. Now, in the same way, Jesus said here, blessed are those who are poor. They are not rich in the animation of the vital principle by which the people lived at that time, which was the law. Then it says here, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Why would Jesus say that? Does that mean everybody who cries is going to be comforted? No. Everybody that cries is not going to be comforted. I believe what He was saying here was in the background of the law system. If you mourn when you're under the law, if you mourn when you're under teachings of what you must do to get God to bless you, blessed are you, because when the truth comes, you're going to be open for it. Let me put it this way. Blessed are you if you are not happy with something that's not the best. But if you're happy with something that's not the best, when the best comes, you're going to say, well, I'm happy with what I've got. In the same way, Jesus was saying, blessed are those who cry under the law, who are mourning under the law, as if they've got no life, as if somebody's died. They are mourning. Why? Because they shall be comforted. Why will they be comforted? Because the new message would come, the true gospel would come, and then they would accept that easily, because they're already not happy with what they are under. I found that in my own life so many times. You know, when you go and speak to someone that's already upset with church system the way it is, and you come with the gospel of grace, you know, I can just say, blessed is that man, because he's already upset with the old way, the old wine. He doesn't want that anymore. Blessed is he, because when I come with the gospel of grace to him, he will easily grab it. Hallelujah. Okay, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Meek or also humble. The word humble also means easy, or meek means easy to agree with somebody else. If you're meek, you're not full of yourself. You're not full of, well, my opinion and what I say is right. You, when you see that you're in the wrong when it comes to a certain thing, and you can easily change to something else once you realize that this thing is not right, blessed are you. That's a meek person. Meek doesn't mean lay me down and kick me. That doesn't mean, that is not the definition for meek. That's a definition for stupidity. Meek simply means when somebody comes and he shares with me a truth, you can easily agree. So Jesus said, blessed are the meek. Why? For they will inherit the earth. Why will they do that? Who will inherit the earth? Those who has agreed with Jesus. Those who has made use of Christ. So when you are under the law and you say, like Jesus said, many people, once they've drunk of the old wine, say, I don't want the new, for the old is better. That means he's not meek. He cannot easily agree. It's like somebody who's been in a certain kind of a business for many, many years, and now a young guy comes, he's in that business for 2 years, and he comes with a better idea than what this guy has that has started that business, or whose father started that business. He's run the business has grown, the business has been successful to a certain degree, but here comes somebody with something that is just such an ingenious idea. And now he's not going to agree with it. He'll rather suffer loss, but he's not going to agree, for he's not meek in his heart. So meekness is always measured towards the gospel. All these things here must be measured towards the gospel and the purpose with which Jesus came. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. They shall be filled. Blessed are those who do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Now, that's not written for the New Testament believer. That's written for the person who under the law and the righteousness of the law still say, I'm hungry and I'm thirsty. Because that means that you will be willing to eat the flesh and drink the blood that Jesus offers, because there is still an appetite, there's still a hunger. You don't feel satisfied by the law. I can change it this way. Cursed is the man who is satisfied with the law. But blessed is the man who under the law, because remember these people were all under the law, who still hunger for righteousness, for they shall be filled. So blessed is the man who says, I'm honest with myself, tithing and sowing and reaping doesn't work all the time. Blessed is the man who says, binding the devil over town doesn't work all the time. Blessed is the man who says, to bless Israel all the time doesn't work all the time. There must be something else, something greater, from where I can receive my blessing and from where I can be declared righteous. I still feel, after tithing, after sowing, after praying for Israel, after doing all the good things that I have to do, after loving the neighbor, after being good to my kids, being good to my wife, after praying hours every day, after interceding for the whole nation, after giving and doing on top of what I'm supposed to do by normal standards, I still feel empty inside. Blessed are you. Blessed are you. For you will still be open for the truth. But if you've come and said, well, I'm satisfied with what we do. What we do work very well. I'm satisfied with, we don't need anything else but these 5 steps to this and 10 steps to that. If you say that you're blessed by that, you know, and you need nothing more that satisfy your hunger, you're cursed. You're under a curse. Because when the truth comes, you will say, well, why will I go for that? Because I've already got. Glory to God. That's exactly where I am now with the good news. I'm not open for anything else. I'm not open for, if you say, no, there's somebody else with a specialist, well, I'm satisfied. I'm not even going to listen. This has satisfied me. Amen. So Jesus came and says, blessed are those who still hunger and thirst for righteousness. Meaning that he was saying that the righteousness of the law doesn't satisfy, and blessed are those who see that. Amen. Let's see if we can work in one more. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Mercy means the ability or to treat somebody better than what they deserve. Now, what does that mean? Blessed is the man who inside himself, he's got the thought pattern and what comes natural and what is dear to him is to treat somebody better than what he deserved, because the gospel will make sense to him. But cursed, I didn't even want to use that word cursed, but let's use it so that we can understand what I'm saying here. But cursed is every man that does not have, to whom to treat somebody better than what he deserves has got no value. But if treating somebody better than what he deserves is valuable to you, blessed are you, for then the gospel will make sense to you and you will easily receive the gospel and easily receive mercy. Amen. But a person who says, no, what's right's right, and if you've done wrong, then you'll have to be punished for the wrong you do, and that's just the way it is, what's right is right, it will be very difficult for you to understand the gospel. It will be very difficult for you because you value what's right and wrong. But blessed is the man who's merciful, for he will obtain mercy. It doesn't mean if I'm merciful to people, then God will be merciful to me. That's not what it means, because God came and showed his mercy to the whole world. Glory to God. But what it means here is that he will be merciful to all people, but the person who is merciful in his heart will obtain that mercy. He'll make use of that mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed is the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers. Pure in heart, your belief system, the way you believe is pure. Now, I want to just say it that way, and that I also see, the way I see that, and I believe there can be much more depth to that. For those of you who want to study it out, you go. I didn't study out that verse, but this is what comes to my mind. And that is, if you pure in your heart, just honest. I'm honest in my heart with myself. I remember the time when I, just before I got the good news, I was just honest with myself. I was a man full of power, full of energy, just willing to win the world for Jesus, and just being full of passion. But then I was honest with myself, and I realized that I will not be able to keep the way I am, keep it up all the time. You know, I simply can't do it. I don't have the energy. I knew how I felt when I was 20-something. And I looked at the many years of serving God there was still left, and I knew I couldn't do it. And I was just pure in my heart saying, God, you know, according to my belief system, I'm honest, I'm not going to make it. Well, blessed are the pure in heart. So, and I found many people not being honest with themselves. And I'm sorry for hammering on this thing again, but when it comes to sowing and reaping and giving and those things, there are certain people, you're simply just not pure in heart when it comes to the thing. The thing doesn't work. No, but it's worked once or twice. Now, I'm not talking about once or twice. I'm talking about every time, all the time. If it's a principle of God, it will work every time, all the time. For any person, all the time. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. So let's be pure in heart. Why? So that we can inherit and make use of what God has given us. Thank you, Jesus. I just lost the place. Let me quickly find it again. Matthew 5. I'm just going to read the last one there. It says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Why peacemakers? Peacemaker, peace, the word peace means the emotion that comes forth when you've got no debt. A peacemaker is somebody who wants to see the emotion of not being indebted come forth. Now, just in this world, there are people like that, even without the gospel. Their mindset is, I don't want people to feel indebted. Now, blessed is that man. Why? Because the gospel is all about not being indebted and removing the guilt from people. That's what the gospel is all about, and they will easily receive the gospel. And then I think a principle that was not known at all to the Jewish people was, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. I mean, who would persecute you for obeying the law? Nobody. But for righteousness, the righteousness of the gospel, blessed are you, well spoken of are you, if you are persecuted for believing. You're not righteous by the works of the law, but by the righteousness of God. Amen. Thank you so much for watching this. God bless you.